was definitely a parenting fail, but it was so weird. I didn't understand what was going on. And when I realized it, it was like too late for me to respond like a responsible adult, I guess.
Like a caring parent.
Yep.
Right.
All right. So my husband and I were out late and we had our babysitter there. So, you know, basically my babysitter is there to watch the little one, my almost 4-year-old.
Sure.
But my 13-year-old always stays up with her, watches movies. She was asleep on the couch with my babysitter. We got home. It was probably like around midnight. So I'm talking to the babysitter. Hayden gets up. She gives me a kiss on the cheek and she says, bye. Now, I don't know. I assume that she's going up to bed.
Right.
Was it weird that she said bye? I guess in retrospect when I think about it. But, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I was in the middle of the conversation with the babysitter, right? So all of a sudden, I hear the door slam shut. And I go, what? And Paul goes, my husband, Hayden left.
I go, wait a minute. What?
I go, what do you mean she left? What do you mean she left? And I'm like, and then I go, she's sleepwalking. She's sleepwalking. I'm like, Paul, go get her. So, like, we run to the door. We throw open the door. She's halfway down the driveway.
Wow.
Right? And I'm like, Hayden!
Great. It's midnight. Great. Right. I'm your neighbor. I have no idea what's going on. And now we think she's dead.
And she just, like, she, like, I see her kind of, like, come to and turn around. And she looks confused.
Yeah.
I go, Hayden! And she just walks inside. And she sits on the stairs. I go, you all right, baby?
Hmm.
And she was like, yeah. I go, you're going to go upstairs to bed? And she's like, yeah. And then she just went upstairs to bed.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. She
she's confused. Yeah.
She doesn't remember any of it. I wanted to record her talking about it, but she's so embarrassed. I'm also that mom that then talks about it on the radio. But isn't it like, sleepwalking is weird, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
is weird. Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What happened when you were sleepwalking?
Okay, so I'm not sure if I, you know, sleepwalk or not, but I had this really crazy story when I was in my 20s. I was living by myself in this apartment, and I woke up one morning, and my kitchen, my entire kitchen was spotless. And I lived by myself, and so nobody was there, and it was clean. And I know when I went to sleep the night before that it was dirty. And so I might have did it in my sleep or some. I don't know. I don't know what the explanation is.
It's a housekeeping fairy. Sometimes if you pray really hard, they just come in the middle of the night and clean your house.
I mean, you were in college. It was your mom.
No.
Your mom showed up to make sure you were alive. And she cleaned it and she realized that you were just a passed out mess in your bed and she let you sleep. It was your mom.
No, I want to think of it as the housekeeping fairy, and that actually exists. I want that in my life. I would love a fairy just to come clean my house in the middle of the night.
Two scenarios, you tell me which is more likely. You woke up in the morning, and your kitchen was clean. One of them was some strange dreamlike state that happened. The other one, you find out years down the road, was your mom. Either way, kitchen was clean.
Stephanie, what happened when you were sleepwalking?
So it actually used to be my son sleepwalking, and he used to walk all through the night and then leave the fridge open. It was just so, it was so annoying.
Oh, wow.
Inexpensive.
Right.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. I mean, it was just weird.
Yeah. How many times are we going to do this before I put a padlock on your door?
My new refrigerator has an alarm now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's so cool. Like if the door is left open too long,
yeah,
then it goes off. And I have a toddler. You know, she's going to be 4 in November. And she always goes and, like, opens the drawer and leaves it open. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened. Because all of a sudden, you hear the alarm going off and you're like, again? And she's, like, on the couch with, like, an applesauce. And I'm like, I know where you got that.
Okay, I'm definitely going to have to get that. That's great.
1-800-330-9999. What happened when you sleepwalked? With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code ANNA65 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA65. Sleepwalking. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Over the weekend, my daughter walked out the front door and we finally realized she was sleepwalking when she was halfway down the driveway. It's crazy when these things happen. Amanda, what happened to you?
So I sleepwalk butt naked into my parents, into my in-laws' bedroom.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. How old were you?
Yes. My age now, I was 28 at the time. I'm 29 now.
Well, at least, you know, at 28, it's good looking as it's going to get at 28, right? You know what I mean?
Oh. You think that's a good
Yeah, I mean, at least you know that, right? You know, if you're carrying yourself from room to room and you're in your birthday suit, you know, at 28, you're You know, the skin is taut. The things are, you know.
Do you think your mother-in-law cares about that?
No, but no. You will at some point upon reflection.
Oh, my God. It was so weird because I just, they were like, because I realized I started waking up as I was talking to them.
Oh, my God.
Like, Amanda, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, what do you mean? And I look down and I'm naked and I just run back to bed.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, you win. You win.
That's
worst sleepwalking ever.
That's
yeah. Regina, sleepwalking. What happened?
I used to sleepwalk a lot as a kid, and every summer we would go camping, and we were in the pop-ups, and my parents asked me where I was going. I told them I was going to the bathroom, and I just started walking all over the campground, and they had to come find me.
You're lucky they didn't find you with a bear.
Right.
You know?
Even a bear sees that and goes, no. I'm not sure I want to eat that. Right? There's something wrong with that meat. Right? It's gone sour.
Oh. Ange, what happened when you were sleepwalking?
I woke up and I was in the middle of the road. I was probably about 9 or 10. I was in fourth grade. And the neighbor's lights were on. So I walked up and she was happened to be up feeding the baby. In the meantime, my mother heard the back door and called the police. So my neighbor's walking me home, and the police car pulls up, flashes the siren, and I was mortified.
Right, right. Knocked down your neighbor, arrested them, small baby still trying to feed. It's just all a misunderstanding, officer.
I couldn't talk about it forever.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing with us.
Brittany, sleepwalking, what happened?
Hey, so my sister was a sleepwalker when we were kids, and my parents are always like, don't wake her up. It's dangerous. Don't wake her up if you see her sleepwalking, because we share the same room. And then one night, she actually, like, sleptwalked and fell down the stairs.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she got, like, a little bruise. She wasn't, like, very badly injured or anything, just, like, a couple bruises. But my mom and dad blamed me. They're like, why didn't you wake her up? Why? I'm like, you guys told me not to wake her up. So.
Right. True.
So if you don't wake them up and they're in the bedroom, do they just walk in circles? Like, what? I mean,
they
right?
do stuff. My husband loves the story that one night in college that I got up and I went to go to the bathroom on my roommate's chair. Like, yeah, I thought it was like a toilet. And like, and it wasn't until I had like my pants halfway down, my pajama pants, that he yelled, Anna, and like woke me up. And I was like, you waited for me to get that far before you said anything or did anything?
Before, when we were in college, I knew a guy who used to pee in weird places, but he was just blackout drunk. It was different.
No, it's definitely different. Did she wake up when she fell down the stairs, or was she still asleep?
Well, I guess at some point when she was falling, she woke up, because when she hit the bottom, she started crying and was awake. It was like, Mommy!
Yeah, step three, she was awake.
I got in trouble. I get in trouble, as always.
That's great.